Here is the English translation of the text you provided. It appears already in English, but just to clarify and organize the information. Oil down as market eyes excess supply, U.S.-China trade tensions. Oil prices remain muted amid concerns over U.S.-China trade jitters and oversupply. Trump considers ending certain trade ties with China, including those related to cooking oil. A trade group advocates banning exports of scrap aluminum cans to China. Oil settles down 1.5% due to U.S.-China trade tensions and the IEA warning of a glut. U.S. tariffs on China scheduled for November 1st depend on Beijing's actions, according to USTR Greer. Oil executives expect the market surplus to shrink over time. The International Energy Agency, IEA, predicts a huge glut in the world oil market by 2026. The EU urges the U.S. to drop tariffs on metals content. Markets and companies. Deutsche Bank highlights four chip stocks to hold into Q3 earnings. China's sanctions against U.S.-linked Hanwha units seen as a warning gesture by analysts. Australian stocks close higher, S&P ASX 200 up 1.03%. Global electric vehicle sales hit a record 2.1 million in September, says a research firm. ASML reports a significant drop in demand from China, Q3 bookings still above estimates. India's Bharti Airtel partners with IBM to expand cloud services. Japan's Renesas surges on reports of a potential $2 billion sale of its timing unit. Asia chipmakers optimistic ahead of ASML and TSMC Q3 earnings. Amazon plans layoffs in HR and other divisions, according to Fortune. OpenAI releases a 5-year plan to meet $1 trillion spending pledges, Financial Times. Vietnam aims to boost its economy by 10% annually from 2026 to 2030. UK's Reeves considers tax increases and spending cuts for upcoming budget, reports Sky News. German policy needs a decisive Africa shift, says Association. US holiday sales growth forecast to be muted this year. China's CPI inflation for September falls more than expected. PPI sees 3 years of deflation. US government shutdown threatens home sales in flood-prone areas. Madagascar's military takes power, fleeing president impeached. Brazil's services activity rises for the 7th consecutive month in August. U.S. small business sentiment declines in September, with inflation concerns returning. Lack of U.S. economic data darkness, casts a shadow globally. Shares rebound, and the dollar eases as bets on Fed rate cuts regain focus. Fed back on center stage for now. Malaysia to discuss sectoral tariffs with U.S. at ASEAN summit. Top South Korean officials to visit U.S. for tariff talks amid hopes for progress. Dollar under pressure amid Fed rate cut bets and China trade tensions. Banks drive Australian shares to their best session in nearly 2 weeks. IMF chief says lack of retaliation against Trump tariffs is aiding global growth. Trading day sees Powell remarks and bank results offering relief. Bitcoin price steady at $112,000 amid trade tensions and rate cut bets. EOS rises 12% as investor confidence grows. Coinbase invests in Indian crypto exchange CoinDCX at a $2.5 billion valuation. Analysis on on-chain cultural assets and Citi Protocol's IP capital market. BitMEX study finds cryptocurrency funding rates positive 92% of the time, indicating market bias. Tria raises $12 million to become a leading self-custodial neobank and payments infrastructure for humans and AI. Bitcoin price falls to $110,000 as U.S.-China trade tensions persist. StableX Technologies partners with BitGo for digital asset custody. Inveric Biosciences explores digital asset treasury strategy. Predictive Oncology adds executives to support digital asset strategy. Company financials and reports.